Fun Drive edition of Tawny the Brave. The first of two. This way I can love you twice as much. I don't even know how I'm going to start things off, but I think we'll go that way. All right. Yes, that's right. You're listening to CKOW 95.9 FM live. I wouldn't dream of pre-taping this one. And it's the Fun Drive edition. That means it's time for you to show your love and support for the station. It's something, for better or for worse, that we rely upon. Maybe in some ways you rely upon us. Well, this is a way that we rely on you. It's campus and community radio. And unless you're listening to this within half a mile of where I'm sitting, half a mile. What am I, American? How about half a kilometer, let's say. But if not, then your community and your dear, beloved listener of this station and this show, we're grateful for that. I'm glad to share this time with you every week on Tawny the Brave. And I'd like to humbly ask for your support for this radio station, because it depends. It simply depends on community involvement, and that means Fun Drive Week. It happens this time every year. It's a fun time of year for us. We hope it is for you, too. I've certainly put together a show that I think you're going to enjoy. So while you're listening, pick up that phone and give us a call at 774-6877. The phones are wide open and fully operational. I was going to say fully manned, but that seems exclusive. They're manned and womened and themed. All the things. There's people ready to answer the phone. Live people, ready, willing, and dying to take your pledges. As you all know, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. It might be special for some of you. It might be meaningless for some of you. But in any case, you can't deny it. Valentine's Day is all about love and relationships and so on and so forth. And although Tawny the Brave's Fun Drive edition takes place on or near Valentine's Day every year, and I've done a lot of themes over the years, but I've never done the theme of love. And that's what I'm doing. Now, I know that seems like a wide, wide net to cast, but I'm not doing traditional love songs. They're all what I think are interesting choices. Expanding the definition of the love song, shall we say. Yeah, you're not going to hear Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton or I don't know what, or any Foreigner songs. But you're going to hear a lot of the sort of same artists that you tend to hear, but different takes on the love song. For instance, this song by The Replacements, I always picture the bathroom at the Albert. I know that's not very romantic. I realize that, but a lot of romance happened at the Albert. If you were ever there, you know it's true. And sometimes that's romance happens in the scuzziest of places. So here's The Replacements with If Only You Were Lonely. Give us a call, won't you? At 774-6877.
Another day come and gone, oh well. Somewhere there's a drink with my name on it. Well, I ordered a scotch as I bust through them doors.
got my one line, so I just said what I felt. If only you were lonely, if only you was lonely too, only you was lonely, I'd go home with you. Twenty push-ups this morning, that was half of my goal. Tonight I'll be doing pull-ups on the toilet bowl. And somewhere somebody a throwing up. The seal on my door, poured myself to bed. The whirlpool spinning around in my head. There was liquor on my breath. You were on my mind. And I'll be dreaming of that smile without a care. And I was tired as hell. Another day is here. Oh well. Somewhere there's a smile with my name on it.
Replacements there with, honestly, an honest to goodness romantic love song, if you ask me. Now, as I was mentioning off the top, the de facto theme song of this show is The Ox by The Who. When I started doing this show, oh so long ago, could it be 25 years ago? Yeah, it could be. It's 25 years ago, folks. It's a long time. I had a theme song back then. It was Boo Berry Blip by Eric... Oh my goodness, I'm blanking out his last name. The singer from Archers of Loaf. You, come on.
Scott?
Eric who?
The singer from Archers of Loaf? Who's that?
Eric Bachman. That's it. Oh. Thank you. Thanks, kids. Eric Bachman. Anyways, it's... well, it's changed since then. I think that CD got scratched or busted or something. And but... nowadays, it's The Who, and as many of you might know, I'm a big, big Who fan, and they don't really have too many songs. In fact, they don't really have any songs that I would say is a straight-up love song. Maybe Love Ain't for Keeping. Maybe that's a love song. But in any case, I've selected a song that is, in my estimation, what you might describe as a love song to porn. Now, that's not really most people's idea of an actual love song, but the fact of the matter is the singer of the song is in love with a picture of a woman that he's very attracted to, only to find out that she lived a long time ago and she's no longer around, but he's in love with her nonetheless, and I call it a love song. It's Pictures of Lily by The Who. It's another kind of love song.
I used to wake up in the pictures of Lily.
Lillian Lily. Lillian Lily. Pictures of Lily.
It's The Who with Pictures of Lily. It's a love song to a picture. It really is. It's all love songs, at least some sort of version of love songs, this week on Tawny the Brave. It's a fun drive edition, after all, so let's do something a little bit different. The phones are getting ice cold over here, folks. The phone number is 774-6877. We're listening for that phone to ring, and we're not hearing it. So we really need you to pledge your support to this here show, Tawny the Brave, and to CKUW as a whole, because the station really needs your support. It depends on your support. It's a must. We're going to get into that a little bit more as the show goes on, but in the meantime, we're doing one song sets. Not the usual three song sets, because it's short, sharp shocks. That's how we're rolling this week. And speaking of rolling, it's the first band I see. That wasn't so hard. That's great. We got a phone call. Let's keep that going, kids. 774-6877 is the number that somebody just dialed. We're looking forward to getting lots of pledges on this show. Year after year, Tawny the Brave manages to gather together a lot of support in terms of listenership and donations pledged for the station, something I'm very proud of, and I intend to hold up my end once again this year, and I hope you're on Team Tawny. The first band I ever saw live is the Bay City Rollers. Strange but true. My whole family went to the Winnipeg Arena. We thought it was pretty thrilling. And one of their songs, I mean, they had nothing but love songs, really, sort of, in a way. Well, that's not true, actually, at all, but they had a lot of love songs because teenage girls was their primary audience. And yeah, I wasn't a teenage girl back then. I'm still not, but I still liked them. And I still, in a sort of corny retro kind of way, do like them. But the first girl I had a real serious crush on, let's call her Melissa, because that's her name. I don't think she even lives here anymore, but I have no idea whatever happened to her, but jeepers, I had a big crush on her back in, what, grade 4 or something? And this song, I always thought, by the Bay City Rollers, I always thought of her when I listened to it, and I longed to sing it to her in some sort of, you know, grade 4 type of a way. So here's one for Melissa. It's a love song by the Bay City Rollers called Wouldn't You Like It? And by the way, it's one of the Bay City Rollers' most rock and heaviest songs, including this snarling, roaring lion type sound that's in there that I've never had any clue what makes that sound, but I still think it's cool. Let's keep those phones lit up. 774-6877 is the number down here. It's the Fun Drive edition of Tawny the Brave here on CKOW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You're listening live to David Berthium. That's me. And you are... That's right. You're you. And you're listening live to this show. So, Fun Drive happens this time every year, right around Valentine's Day, because, you know, it's the season of love. It's the season of deep freeze, apparently also, but it's also the season of love, and love means giving, of yourself. CKOW gives it up for you all year and gives you programs that you enjoy, maybe not every single thing across the weekly schedule, but if you're listening right now, it's not an accident, is it? It's because you've listened to Tawny the Brave before, and you enjoy this show. And I put a certain amount of effort into preparing these shows so that we can enjoy them together, hopefully have some laughs, have some good times, hear some music we like, and maybe, if you're lucky, you hear something that you like that you either haven't heard in a really long time or haven't heard before, but have to go out and find at the record store or in digital world. But that's kind of the whole point of this show, is just sharing music that I love. It's one of my passions, and I don't know. I've been enjoying it for about 25 years now, and obviously you're enjoying the show as well. So I'm glad you're listening. Let's just say that. And that's why we just listened to the Bay City Rollers. Wouldn't you like it? Well, it's not exactly why, but it's part of it. But we are doing a love themed edition of Tawny the Brave, because it has to be something a little special, and it has to be something infused with a little bit of love for the Fun Drive edition. You know. So that's what we're doing. Up next, we're going to hear from the Shocking Blue. No article, please. Just Shocking Blue. One of the coolest bands with one of the coolest names. They're so cool that a cover of this song we're going to hear by Shocking Blue was the first single that Nirvana ever released. And why wouldn't they? Kurt Cobain was known for his excellent taste in music, and no one questions that. We're not going to start now. It's The Shocking Blue. Why do I keep saying The Shocking Blue? It's just Shocking Blue. And it's Love Buzz. It's a love song. I'm sure it is. I haven't really paid attention to the lyrics, but it sounds like kind of some sort of bizarro love song. And we're going to just pretend it is. I don't want to know the lyrics. I just want to think it's a love song. So don't forget, it's Fun Drive Week, and the lines are open. Finally. Finally, the lines have been unclogged. 774-6877 is the number down here. Give us a call whilst listening to Shocking Blue.
Would you believe me when I tell you you're the king of my dreams? Please don't deceive me when I hurt you. It just ain't the way you see. Train. I would travel like to die. Darling, oh, when I don't see you, so spread your wings and fly. Can't you hear my love buzz? Can't you hear my love buzz? Can't you hear my
Shocking Blue with Love Buzz, which I'm assuming is a love song, and that's why I don't want you to tell me what the lyrics actually are and that it's not really a love song. Fact is, when I was putting this show together, I Googled a lot of lyrics of songs just to see if they were actually love songs, and in some cases, they definitely were not. In some cases, they were, and in some cases, the lyrics were just completely inscrutable. And so I either tossed them aside or I thought, you know, I think that's probably somebody's version of a love song. So I'm saying yes. All kinds of reactions as I was, I don't know, putting this together. And I've got a good story. Frankly, a mind-blowing denouement. How about that? About a Buzzcocks song. It came to me last night while I was putting this show together. I'm going to come to that a little later, though, so just hang tight for that. In the meantime, here's another one that there's no doubt about it. It's a love song. It's Alex Chilton doing a cover. Alex Chilton, by the way, the singer from the Box Tops and then from Big Star and then a solo artist. And he played here, to my knowledge, one time ever, and that was at the casino. He was great. And sadly, he's no longer with us. But he did a great cover of a Trog song, and I've always loved this song. It's silly, it's kind of teenage, it's dumb, and those are the best kind of love songs, aren't they? This is Alex Chilton's version of With a Girl Like You. Listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. For whatever reason, as I often say, but today, let's just face it, we all know the reason. You enjoy the show. You're not tuning in for the very first time, are you? You've listened before, and you're listening again. That's because you enjoy Tawny the Brave, and I couldn't be more flattered. I'm glad to have you with me, and I'm glad you enjoy the music that I play on this show. And that's why we reach out to the community for support and participation, involvement in what we do here at the station. Things have changed a little bit since we don't do on-air ads anymore. I don't know if you ever remember those, but we used to do ads all the time. They generated a good chunk of revenue for the station, and we no longer do things that way. We're proud of the decisions we've made, but that means that we rely on the community a little bit more than we used to. So we can only hope and pray at this point that the community will support us back. The phone line here is 774-6877, and of course, you can reach us online anytime, day or night, at ckuw.ca as well, for the same reason. You can donate in a lot of different ways, including spreading your donation out over a year. Consider, if you will, let's say you want to donate some money. You can't afford to just, you know, dump out a bunch of money right at this point in time, but you really want to support the station, and you would like to get a T-shirt, because every year you get a T-shirt. We have a different T-shirt every year, and we got a super cool one this year. You're going to want it for your collection, but it's cold out. You also want a toque. You could get the T-shirt and a friends card for $75, but for just an extra $50, you get the friends card, you get a T-shirt, and your choice of a toque or a second shirt. That's $125 for that. Now, here's what I'm talking about. If you want to spread that over 12 months, it's only $10.42 a month. That's nothing. You spend more than that on coffee in a single day. It's not like we expect you to do without coffee for a day. Heavens. Heavens forbid. But when you put it that way, it's easy to donate. We can make this really, really simple. You don't have to be flush, you know, at the moment, as they say. There's all kinds of ways to do this, including a tax write-off where you can't get a T-shirt or a toque or whatever, but you can get this applied to your tax return so that it's basically money straight back in your pocket and in ours as well. It's win-win. Nobody loses. So, you know, consider how you would like to donate and give us a call. Or if you're not sure, just give us a call anyways and discuss it with our incredibly beautiful operators of the phones here. 774-6877 is the number here. Give us a call right now while I play another straight-up love song. This isn't quite as childish. Maybe it's a little more mature. It was certainly written by some very young men. It's by the Zombies. Always been one of my favorites. And this is maybe a little on the mellower side, but this song always kind of gets me, you know, right in there. I'm going to dedicate this to Susan. She needs a dedication today of all days. This is called The Way I Feel Inside.
Should I try to hide the way I feel inside my heart for you? Would you say that you would try to love me too? In your mind, could you ever be really close to me? I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. Until I can see that you really care for me, I will dream that someday you'll be really close to me. I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But so I can see that you'd really care for me, I'll keep trying to hide the way I feel inside.
Good job you told me where the ending was. I didn't really know where we were.
Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you.
soon you'll grow. So take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Bought a lot of things to keep you warm and dry, and a funny old crib on which the paint won't dry. I bought you a pair of shoes, a trumpet you can blow, and a book of rules of what to say to people when they pick on you. 'Cause if you stay with us, you're gonna be pretty cookie too. Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. And if you ever have to go to school, remember how they messed up this old fool. Don't pick fights with the bullies or the cats, 'cause I'm not much cop at punching other people's dads. And if the homework brings you down, then we'll throw it on the fire and take the car downtown. Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing.
Well, that just makes me swoon a tiny little bit there. Kooks by David Bowie. A love song to... I think that's a love song from David Bowie to his son, who was then named Zowie, later known as esteemed filmmaker Duncan Jones. But it's kind of David Bowie telling his infant son, Will you have us for parents, even though we're kooks? That's kind of what the song says to me. But it's a beautiful love song nonetheless. And the Zombies before that, of course, with The Way I Feel Inside. A couple of songs attempting to get me all verklempt here as I think about my lovely wife and dedicate that set to her. The phones are pretty hot around here at the moment, and I'm a little bit thrilled about that. We intend to make hay while the sun shines. If you want to get on Team Tawny the Brave and make this Fun Drive edition really happen like never before, then this is the time to do it, because all the coolest kids are calling us up and pledging their support for CKUW and for Tawny the Brave, which is making me feel pretty warm inside. There could be various reasons for that, but that's certainly one of them. Let us go this way. Let's hear one of the hits, okay? Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs, she of Bangles fame, they did three albums together of all covers. You might have seen the two of them together in a little band called Ming Tea. They were kind of an little interstitial band in the Austin Powers movies. When you saw a band grooving out in the background, Susanna Hoffs was the singer, Matthew Sweet was the guitar player, and I'm sure they had a lot of fun doing that, but I can be sure they had even more fun doing their covers albums, Under the Covers, they called them, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. Volume 1 was the 60s, Volume 2 was the 70s, and Volume 3 which is the volume that this next song comes from, was cover songs from the 80s. Can you imagine what a gigglesome thrill it must have been for Susanna Hoffs, then ex of the Bangles, one of the big hit bands, not to mention all-girl bands of the 80s, covering their associates, I would say rivals, but I don't know if the Go-Go's were really rivals with the Bangles. I like to say they were pals, just traveling in a different lane. I certainly hope that's true. But hearing Susanna Hoffs cover a Go-Go's song, it kind of makes me smile. And it's a song. It's a love song.
Really?
It's about secret love. It's about one of the members of the Go-Go's had an illicit affair with a member of the Specials, leader of Fun Boy 3. And they wrote a song about it together. They each released versions of it. Honestly, I've barely heard Fun Boy 3's version of it, but Our Lips Are Sealed is certainly one of the Go-Go's big moments. And here's a version of Our Lips Are Sealed, the Go-Go's hit, as done by Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs on the Fun Drive edition of Tawny the Brave. Never left, actually. We just shut the mics off for a minute. That was Our Lips Are Sealed, as done by Joe Jackson. Joe Jackson's coming up by Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs. But in the meantime, I just want to let you know that the phones have been pretty hot around here. I'm hoping you're going to get on board with this pledging to your favorite local community radio station business, because... Well, Rob called us up and gave us a beautiful pledge, as did Susan. So did Soren, Kennedy, and Orlando. Orlando, I can't say enough about your generous support. I'm simply floored. So and that all of you called, and Robert, of course, Jardine also called in and squawked her support. So it's been a good episode so far. We're only a little bit more than halfway through. To wit, you're coming up to 6:47 Central Standard Time on a frigid Winnipeg evening. That's how it goes around these parts sometimes. There's not much better to do than cook something spicy and put Tawny the Brave on in the background while you're cooking it up. So we hope you're going to get into this fun drive support business with all these beautiful people who have done just that so far. The phone lines are finally open. It's actually been a little bit busy, but the phone lines are all open right now. The number here is 204, that goes without saying, usually, 774-6877. That's the number here. And if you want to ring up the phones, I promise you, Jeff Peeling is going to scream like a girl. Well, if the phones ring. That was a free one. Next one's going to cost you. So I hope you'll do just that. 774-6877 is the number down here. Give us a call. In the meantime, it's time for another love song, because it's all about love songs this time on Tawny the Brave. Don't get used to it, because it's... Well, I've never done that theme before, and I may never do it again. Who knows? Maybe this will become my fun drive thing. But this is Joe Jackson doing a Beatles cover. It's a song that it seems like a simple, pure, you know, down on one knee, serenading kind of a love song from the acoustic guitar of Paul McCartney or John Lennon or something. I guess it would be John Lennon in this case. It turns out to be a love song to marijuana. It's been, they've admitted it since then, but no less of a love song. And you can take it any way you want it. Joe Jackson does a lot of different versions of this song, believe it or not. I've got about 4 or 5 different versions of Girl by Joe Jackson. This might be my favorite one. This was recorded in Amsterdam in 2003. Joe Jackson and his version of the Beatles' Girl.
If it's understood, she's cool. What she told when she was young, that pain would lead to pleasure. Did she understand it when they said that a man must break his back to earn his day of leisure? Will she still believe it when he's dead?
Joe Jackson there. Wasn't that a great version? It was an excellent... He covered a lot of great songs. He had a lot of great versions. And he had... there's another guy with really good taste in music. And he knew what was going to work for him. He's done a loads of great cover versions. And Mayor of Simpleton by XTC. That was another one that he did that you wouldn't expect that to work so well as a solo piano song. But it really does. He makes it work so well. And anyways, A Girl by the Beatles. There's another one that works really well because it's kind of got that sort of, I don't know, sort of a German cabaret kind of a sound to it. Or something that he really brings that out with his piano rendition. Now back to a simple boy and his simple guitar talking about falling in love with a girl and then falling out of love and watching her toddle off with another guy. And, well, it's all very sad, but it's a sort of a love song. It starts off like a love song and ends up like reality. Let's just put it that way. And Billy Bragg has some straight up love songs, but this one has a romantic element that is undeniable. If you want to say that's not really a love song, you go right ahead. But I'm calling it a love song. Maybe it's a love gone wrong. Maybe it's a wishing what could never be type of a love song, but it gets me a little bit every time. This is Billy Bragg and the Saturday Boy.
September morning was clear and fresh. The way she spoke and laughed at my jokes, and the way she rubbed herself against the edge of my desk, she became a magic mystery to me. And we'd sit together in double history twice a week, and some days we'd walk the same way home. It's surprising how quick a little rain can clear the streets. We dreamed of her and compared our dreams, but that was all that I ever tasted. For she lied to me with her body, you see, and I lied to myself about the chances I wasted. The times that we were close were far and near between. In the darkness of the dances in the school canteen, did she close her eyes as I did, and we held each other tight, and la 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 la. means I love you. Back in two dots. It's very poignant and beautiful. Fuck me. She danced with me and I still hold that memory soft and sweet. And I stare up to window as I walk down her street. But I never made the first team, I just made the first team laugh. And she never came to the phone, she was always in the bath. In the end it took me a dictionary to find out the meaning of unrequited. While she was giving herself for free at a party to which I was never invited. I never understood my failings then, and I hide my humble hopes now. Thinking back, she made us wanna. A girl not old enough to shave her leg.
Billy Bragg there with a live rendition of The Saturday Boy. And a sad tale indeed, in a way. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're two-thirds of the way through. Can you believe it? It's been so much fun. Time's flying. We're coming up to 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and you're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I'm your host, Dave Berthium, broadcasting to you live from high above the clouds in an unair-conditioned room here on the fifth floor of the downtown University of Winnipeg campus. Is that a long enough station ID for you, Rob? Well, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and that's why we're doing all love songs, or love songs of a sort, on the show. Which way am I going to go here? I think we're going to go... Okay, we're going to go like this. Earlier in the show... And here's one for Rob and Laura and all their crew who donated to the show and sent a lovely greeting video from a place much, much warmer than this, making me ever so jealous yet grateful for their friendship and support. I'm going to have to send this out to them. Now, the band Buzzcocks, they're... pretty much the pioneers of the pop punk genre, you might say. The songs were catchy, they were short, sing-alongable, mostly about relationships and love and romance. But going through their catalog, I realized I was hard-pressed to find any straight-up love songs. There was practically nothing in their canon of... you know, that was a real straight-up love song. So the song Buzzcocks, Love You More, when I looked that up, this kind of blew my head off. Now, it appears at a glance to be a ridiculously over-the-top love song. I'm in love again, been like this before, this time it's true, I'm sure. I've been hurt so many times before. My darling, I will never leave you. It's in my heart again, drives me wild, etc., etc. It's, in fact, it seems over the top. I'm reading through the lyrics late last night, deciding if this is the sort of song that I'm going to call a love song. It seems so over the top that the singer is practically obsessive. Like, it's almost bananas how committed the singer is to the object of his affection. Would I cry if you ever left me? Maybe it's because you're all I'm living for. With every heartbeat, I want you madly. It's in my blood to always love you more. And then the very end of the song. And now I've heard this song, kids, about 500 times. And I've always mouthed something along as the last line of the song. I never knew precisely what it was. The last line of the song is, until the razor cuts. Essentially, it is sung from the point of view of an obsessive romantic suitor. So obsessive, he's basically threatening to cut himself if the object of his affection doesn't love him back, which is, you know, problematic, shall we say. But even though it's through the eyes of someone who's mentally disturbed, I'm calling it a love song, and I love to sing along to any Buzzcock song anyways, so here you go. It's a love song by the Buzzcocks, Love You More, here on Tawny the Brave. Yeah, the phone lines are open now, folks. If you want to get on Team Tawny the Brave, seeing as it's the first of a couple of Fun Drive editions, this is the Fun Drive edition of Tawny the Brave, and we've had some good support so far. There can't be any doubt about that, but the phone lines are cooling down. The number here is 774-6877. Myself and all the volunteers here at CKOW are stepping up week after week to put together some programming that you'll enjoy. And I certainly, I get a lot of wonderful feedback from a lot of wonderful people who enjoy what I do here. And I hope that includes you. I mean, after all, you're listening right now, and it's certainly not the first time you've ever listened to Tawny the Brave. So you know what you're doing. You know what you like. And you enjoy the effort that I put into this show, and that all the volunteers, like our programming director, Scott, is sitting right outside the door here, and it's his job, but he also puts a lot of love into what he does here, into making sure that the broadcasting experience is something enjoyable for the volunteers and for the listeners. And it's time for the community to give back a little bit. The station absolutely relies on your support. Not just would like support from the community, relies on community support. Couldn't survive without community support. And if you enjoy what you hear on this show or any show on CKOW, I should hope there's multiple shows that you enjoy throughout the weekly broadcast schedule. So why wouldn't you donate to something you enjoy? It's local. It's Winnipeg. It's made for you. And you're the reason we all do what we do. You listening right now. So pledge your support to this station. We need it. 774-6877 is the number to call. And here, I'm going to do a little song break, give you a chance to call in and donate a pledge to Tawny the Brave and CKOW at large. This is more of what I'm talking about with the love songs. It's the DBs bringing that childish, tumbling, freshly fallen in love, never had your heart broken, falling down a hillside kind of spirit to the love song. This song seems to bounce at you from all angles. It's like your, you know, your best friend when you're 16 years old talking about a girl he just kissed for the first time and he can't shut up about it. That's what this song sounds like to me, and that's why it's so beautiful. You hear that, don't you, in the distance? That's the phone ringing. That's somebody pledging their support to CKOW right now. Why don't you do the same? The number is 774-6877. Give us a call and pledge your support. This is the DBs, and I'm in love. DBs with I'm in love there. That's a song about enthusiastic young love, if I've ever heard it. This is a cover of The Kinks. And The Kinks, they really don't have too many love songs. And I poured through their catalog, at least what I had handy. This is a cover of a rather obscure Kinks song. It's become a favorite of mine over the last couple of years, and why it's so obscure, I'm sure I don't know. But this is a group called The Shacks covering this song. Not the only cover of it I've heard either. It's a really cool song. It's a little bit of a creepy, mystical type of song, but I say it's a love song anyways. "You have this strange effect on me," goes the refrain line. "This strange effect" is the actual title. This is The Shacks, and it's on Tawny the Brave. Give us a call. 774-6877 is the Fun Drive phone line phone number right here. Lines are open. Give us a call. That was The Shacks with This Strange Effect. You're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Stay tuned for Adult Kindergarten coming up in about 13 minutes or so with the Fun Drive edition of that program. But there's still a little time to donate to Tawny the Brave, the Fun Drive edition here at CKUW. If you're a Tawny the Brave listener, and you obviously are, if you're listening right now, and you haven't donated to CKUW as yet, and by the way, I'd like to thank Carrie and Devin for a lovely and generous donation. How kind of you guys. We've had a lot of people pledge to CQW during this show so far, and we're sure glad to hear it. But there is a little bit of time left if you want to get in on that party, because it's a fun party. The phone number here is 204-774-6877. Give us a call and pledge your support. Tell us how much you enjoy this show. Or just tell us how much you enjoy that CKUW exists. Because we do it for the campus community. We enjoy it ourselves, without a doubt. But without the listenership, it wouldn't exist. So it's got to be a symbiotic relationship, as they say. We got time for not too much more music, so we're going to move into that right away. I'm hoping that phone will ring before this next song starts. 774-6877 is the number to call and pledge your support. We just heard a cover of the Kinks. Now we're going to hear the actual Kinks. And Ray Davies doesn't seem to have too many actual love songs, but his brother Dave does. Well, he's got at least one. I mean, there's more than one, but this one kind of stuck out to me. This sounds more like, shall we say, overnight love to me. But that's what Dave Davies was calling love back in 1966. This is called Love Me Till the Sun Shines. This is the Kinks on Tawny the Brave. Give us a call right now, 774-6877. Kinks with Love Me Till the Sun Shines. It's love songs seeing as tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Hang on. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. So, well, so nothing. Do it your way. But that's why I'm doing all love songs, or at least some sort of a version of love songs. As a matter of fact, you might have recognized the beginning of what we just heard. So we're going to squeeze in a little squeeze, and that's nearly going to take us to the end of the show. This is a love gone wrong song, but a love song nonetheless. Give us a call at 774-6877. Now's the time. It's the end of show push.
Some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, although I always tell her. And so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
And Up the Junction here on the love-themed Fun Drive edition of Tawny the Brave. Just want you all to know that so far, and it's not over, Last Chance Saloon here, if you want to pledge to the Tawny the Brave portion of CKOW's Fun Drive. The phone number here is 774-6877. Ring those phones right now and get on in on the action. So far, during this show, $1,125 have been raised. So thanks and kisses blown to all of you for your generosity. And I'm touched, and CKOW is grateful for your support. The station is currently at $22,283. We got a long ways to go and a short time to get there. Bandit. So, you know, that's a Burt Reynolds reference for all the old people. So we're going to end things with one of the greatest love songs of all time. This is Big Star 13. And again, with the adolescent love, but nobody does that better than Alex Chilton. We're going to end this way. I'm hoping that we might even squeeze in one more pledge before this song is over. So give us a call at 774-6877. And also stay tuned for Adult Kindergarten up right after this.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. Now take you. Ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll's here to stay. Come inside, well, it's okay. Now shake you. Ooh. Would you be an outlaw for my love? If it's so, well, let me know. If it's no.